Today's daf is Masecha Brachot of Lamed Zayin. The discussion of the Hey Mini Dagan, oats, rye, spelt, wheat, and barley, also known as Chita, Saor, Shifon, Shibot, Shul, and Kusmin, really begins at the end of yesterday's daf, Lamed Vav, but reaches a conclusion at the top of Amud Aleph in today's daf, and is mentioned again in Amud Beis, although Rav Shmuel have two statements about the Hey Mini Dagan, the five grains, only one is accepted la'alacha, which is that any food that has in it from the five grains requires a bracha of Moreh Mini Mezonos. What is clear is that there is something special about the Hey Mini Dagan, the five grains. It should be noted that Shifon's translation as oats has been called into question, and we're going to stick with the translation of oats. Additionally, only chita and seora are mentioned in the Sheva Minim. Torah says chita, seora, gefen, teina, rimon, zeit, shemen, and vash. Rye is an offshoot of wheat, and oats and spelt are an offshoot of barley. Is there a practical difference in the fact that we have really two, which is five? So the Tur writes that there are two reasons that make the hey mini dagan, these five special grains, what makes them actually special. One being the fact that Eretz Yisrael is praised, the land of Israel is praised because of her special species, that's the Sheva Minim, as we know them, that grow in the land of Israel, and included in these seven species are two grains, which are really five. But one might have thought that just because they're an offshoot of Chita and Tzara, of wheat and barley, it doesn't give them a special halachic status. So it comes to Tur and says, reason number two is that these five can all become lechem and would require a hamotzi. Even oats, rye, and spelt, even though they're not explicit in the Torah, as incorporated in the Sheva Minim, but we know that they can become chametz. If we put them in a lab and do a test, we would find that they'll become chametz. You can eat them, use it for matzah, and of course you can use it for lechem. The Shulchan Aruch, for example, writes in Kuf Samaches Siv Dalad, that seemingly based on this, if you have rye and barley bread before you, you make the hamotzi over the barley bread. And there's an important Tosfot in Daf Lamed Vav, Amud Beis, which is the end of yesterday's daf, the last Tosos on the daf, which has numerous practical ramifications based on the statement of Rav and Shmuel. Tosos makes three points, raising the question of foods that have a grain product in their mixture, but it's either minimal or not essential to the food. So the rule of thumb is if the mezonos is in there to satisfy one's appetite, it's mezonos. If it's merely there as devek ba'alma, literally as the glue or the binding element to stick two foods together, you don't make a bremen mezonos. Come Tosas in the final line, it's best to be machmir in these cases, and one should only eat foods like these in a meal or washing context. The Taz in Archaim, Simen Reish Ches, Siv Katan Dalet, has a chiddush based on this, that honey cake, lekach, he says, whose majority ingredient is the grain, we ignore the regular rule of majority, which usually decides what bracha we make, and you don't make a mezonos. And this is the case of doubt, says the Taz, where we should be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah learned not this way, that it would be hard to say that you're not interested in the satiating effect, and therefore mezonos would be said. Two more applications of this concept is breaded schnitzel, which is a major discussion, some differentiating between a thin breading versus a thick breading, and licorice, which is a binding element of a grain base, some wanted to argue that maybe we should make a mezonos and licorice. The complexities in these areas behooves us, as the Gemara says in Lamed Hamad Aleph, Yelech Eitzel Chacham, which many understand to mean either literally go to learn or find a sefer, or find a way to learn Hilchos Brachos, should be an area of halacha which should be we should definitely prioritize to become more expert in.